Farm Bill has been with us for months now, and implementation is steady as she goes, I hope?
Well, we hope it is. We really don't have much indication yet of how fast they're moving along, but there was a lot of discretion left to USDA from in the Farm Bill about how things were handled, and so far we're really waiting and looking forward to seeing how that they're going to interpret some of those rules.
Well, and down in your neck of the woods, as well as mine, we've had some rain and planting issues this year, so I know that there's a lot of farmers that are at least grateful for the insurance situation being straightened out in time.
Well, it is. You know, that's going to be a big issue. I mean, it's a good part of the Farm Bill that they did get that included, that they did get that resolved before we got into the planting situation we are today. I've been to several Farm Bill meetings where the programs were ARC was explained, where PLC was explained, and what the options are. And I think most growers come out of those meetings a little concerned, a little bewildered about what their choices are going to be. You know, really, we're looking forward. I think there was some money allocated in the Farm Bill for our universities to develop some decision aids, and we're really looking forward to USDA letting those contracts and giving growers the option to understand what they're going to be able to do and what their choices are going to be. I guess one concern is that, of course, if you choose price loss coverage or PLC, a part of that is choosing the supplemental coverage also. We understand that that'll be 15 before it's implemented, and probably only in the counties that had GRIP policies available previously, and maybe 16 for the rest of the United States.